This is Cinder, and you're listening to The Training Dummies. Oh god, they're off the rails! With Rob and Darrow.
I guess greetings. I'll take it, huh?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
See, we go over all this stuff and then we forget to, yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 222 of the Training Dummies podcast. We're going to do an off the rails for you this evening. It is Wednesday, September 26th, and we will be doing some Heroes of the Storm during the show. If you want to check out the live stream, we're going to check out, there's some new event stuff going on, and we thought we might as well bang that out while we do a bit of an off the rails. So, kind of mirroring the Alliance leveling streams that we were doing, we thought we would have some fun playing some other games too. Why not, right?
Exactly.
Because we normally get a fun chat room going, and you guys are cool like that. Daryl, how you doing, man? What's up with you?
I'm doing really good. Been, you know, the usual. It's Warcraft all the time, and this is the first Heroes I've played in probably a month, I think. At least a month.
Hold on. This Nazebo, is his cod piece, it's like a stoplight?
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
That's
amazing. That's so awesome.
Well, if you guys aren't able to catch the stream, I think the live videos do stay for a certain amount of time.
And that yeah, is, I think they're there a couple of weeks anyway.
What is it? twitch.tv/trainingdummies?
Or the Training Dummies, I can never remember.
Yeah. Either way, look it up. You'll find it on there. So, yeah, we're queued up for some AI right now. I'm trying out some Kerrigan. She got some reworks. And I'm taking the Assassin's special event here. We'll see how that goes. Got to do a bunch of damage, I guess. So, yeah. Well, we will be trying to keep the pace going during this episode with some of our author content, as well as a little bit of yelling at the game here for Heroes. Oh, did Garden of Terror get the rework yet?
I believe so. I haven't played the rework.
I know it was on the PTR, but I seriously hope so, because it has historically been one of my least favorite maps.
Yeah, I know
so
that.
I'm hoping that.
Yeah. Really, I don't.
I've never complained about it before.
No, never.
All right. What do we got here? Oh, basic attacks grant shields and can splash. Alright. Yes, and we are officially rocking the Blue
BlizzCon mounts. Oh yeah.
Pre-order stuff here. Yeah, we're all about that BlizzCon life. Speaking of BlizzCon,
yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this yet or not, so we'll talk about it like it's brand new information, and if you've heard it, then cool, and if not, then cool. So they announced the Con Before the Storm World of Podcasts panel that's out. And Daryl and I drew straws, and he didn't want to do it. So
actually, we did an internet poll, and you had like way more votes than me. And I think you only made 3 extra accounts to vote for you. So it wasn't all me.
Nah, it's actually like it's pretty cool. We did my very first BlizzCon. We did some of the.
Yeah, we did. We did a panel there. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, watch out down there.
Yeah.
We got a couple of butt munches. Oh, shoot. Top's getting wrecked. I don't remember her combo. Is it QWE or...
Oh, I don't remember. Or,
yeah, I don't know either.
I haven't played her in a while either.
Oh, good.
With the rework, has it changed at all?
That's a great question. That is a really good question that I cannot answer. But I do seem to be spending it. Crap ton of mana, but yeah, so I will be on the World of Warcraft panel here.
I think last we saw that was at what, 10 yes. o'clock, was it, something like that?
It's at like 9:30 or 10, but yeah. I don't know, they went all in with the sharks, right? This whole thing, like the spray and the banners are all sharks.
Yeah, it's
too.
All I don't know why,
but they're like robo sharks. But I don't know, like last year wasn't it
The hogs.
It's always been like some sort of... Yeah, it was ow, a hog.
Ow. Yeah. That hurt. Oh, yeah, this is the new one. Yeah. There
okay,
we go.
So what do we... How does this go?
I'm guessing we got to get over there and fight on the point. Looks like what we should be doing. So I'm going to head over there.
Well, is anybody else... Yeah, okay. Well, we're headed.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that should be. This point. There's quite a few good podcasts on the Warcraft panel as well, so yeah, that should be a good panel.
Super rad.
Should be a good one. People. And actually, you know, speaking of Calm Before the Storm, we'll be talking to Seraphis on October 25th about Calm Before the Storm and everything you can see there on the podcast here. So we usually have him every year on the show to talk about what we can expect going in, and we're doing the same thing this year.
Yeah, that'll be really really cool. Man, I feel like we're segueing into check out your banner. That's so cool, dude. The shark comes out and like bites the thing. So, speaking of Seraphis, he has been going ham with the fitness thing lately. He's been doing like double and triple,
nice.
Double and triple like kickboxing classes. Man, he has been like rocking.
Yeah,
it. And you know, Daryl and I have been doing the running thing for a while, but man, if you follow him on Instagram, you could see, dude, that dude's just like tearing it up, man. You can tell he's going next level. So Daryl and I are still trying to find ways to do it. It's kind of funny because like look at where we were 8 months ago. Like look at it just like and last night I decided that I wanted to go for a run, but I wanted it to be a little bit different. And so I wanted to I took a run, and it was to this grocery store that's kind of like over by my house. And I don't know, it's about 4-ish miles away, 3.5. But you know, I left the house about 7:30 and it was all light out, and next thing I know, I'm it's going not to the so grocery late store anymore. And my daughter's like, "Dad, can you pick me up a donut?" I'm like, I'm not going to like get anything for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we've been trying to find ways to do it, and I know you've been doing this thing where you know, your kids having lessons and you're finding ways to get out there, and
oh yeah. Did that again tonight.
So I don't know, man. It's like there's a little bit of what the heck's happened to us? Like,
I know, eh?
But I have completely changed up my running routine. I'm running outdoors a lot more now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's super frustrating the amount of hills there are in my neighborhood. Man, I completely squirreled that. I just like danced in all of Junkrat's grenades, and that sucked. I don't know, man. I feel like we're like you and I both are like really. Here we are, 8 months later. You're signed up for a
15K.
For some insane race coming up, right?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking, but we'll see how it goes. World. I've done a 12K trail, a 10K road.
Yeah,
so we'll go 15K road.
I still think a 12K trail. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was tough. That definitely was tough. But if I can do that, I think you can do 15K road. No problem.
Well, my run last night took me longer than I thought it would, but then I had to just stop and just go, look, man, I still, you know, with the amount of treadmill running that I've been doing, like, I cannot sit there and really, like, grief myself because it took me, like, 36 minutes or something, you know. That's still, like, off of my 5K, my original 5K pace, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, man, we're finding ways to break the mold and to keep going, to try and be better. And it takes a lot of work though.
Definitely.
You know, you're what are you doing now? You're going to like a gymnasium?
Yeah, well, my daughter's got gymnastics on Monday, and in the parking lot, like it's the one center where the gymnastics is, it's called the Tri-Leisure Center, and you know, there's a couple of hockey rinks in there. There's a swimming pool. There's some indoor soccer, and they've got an indoor track. And it's the membership. You can. It's like really cheap. It's like $25 a month if all you're going to do is use the track. So I'm like, well,
yeah,
I'll do that because winter's coming. So it could be 30 below while I'm waiting, you know, to pick up my daughter. So I decided, yeah, well, I'm going to sign up for that indoor track thing and just use the track. And you know, while I'm waiting to pick her up, it's in the same parking lot, so I can go and you know. Get a few laps in there. So I did that Monday. It's hot though.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Really hot up there. Like really hot.
You're way up there. You're not getting any sort of fresh air.
They have a couple big fans around the corners, but still it was toasty. So, but it was good. But yeah, so I'll be doing that again. Doing that every Monday anyway. And then as it gets colder too, I might be there more often than just Mondays. You know, as the, you know, if we got a foot of snow out on the roads, I'm not going to be running on the roads. So that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I'll bet, man. Yeah. So,
yeah. But yeah, no, so it's good. But yeah, is in relation to this, now what you had started on your post last night, and I know Seraphis has already jumped in on board, and I did my first post as well, is using the hashtag BlizzConFitness. So if anyone is getting ready for BlizzCon and is, you know, out there doing anything like that.
Yep, I saw a couple of people. Missy and Seraphis, yeah. Like, so the point of that challenge, and we can make it whatever we want, but the point of that challenge is to, I wanted to say for people that every day between now and the time that you leave for California going to BlizzCon, or, you know, whatever that looks like for you, if you're watching the virtual ticket, or if you just want to participate, right? Because one of the funnest things about BlizzCon is seeing all of our friends there and being able to go and see your friends, but also be like, show up and just be like, man, like, looking good, feeling good, you know, that kind
of... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That kind of thing, right? Dude, I just pulled off the most baller double kill. Like, I feel like I get, like... triple MVP for nice. That one. That was insane. But yeah, but the whole point of it is like, yeah, you're looking good, you're feeling good. And like a lot of us as gamers, like we've had parents and stuff over the last, you know, decade. It's just like, it's hard, man. When do you find time for that to be able to do that stuff? So we're trying to just find a better way to do things, and it's not easy and takes a lot of work, and you know, here we are. So we're cranking it out. I'm running at 8 o'clock at night, and it's pitch black, and it's like all these kind of sketchy side roads to go on a run. And, but yeah, I think like, you know, whatever that looks like for different people, like if it just means like doing 10 push-ups or doing some jumping jacks or walking around the park if you take your kids to play at the park, just going on a walk around the outside of the park rather than just sitting on the bench, you know, just find a way to get up and move for the next, you know, however 30 days or whatever that looks like. And if you take a selfie, or if you log the miles, or put it in whatever, you know, journaling app you use, you know, just, put it in there, and throw in some like a hashtag BlizzConFitness is how we're going to keep up with it. It's not a contest. We don't have anything to give away. It's more like we are excited to be doing this. Yeah. And
exactly.
Genji is a son of a gun, man. Ouch. Yeah.
Well, Genji then.
Was not having any of that. They did. We didn't get a single one of them, dude. Jeez.
No, they wrecked shop. Yikes.
But yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that. I think, you know, just going for the BlizzCon fitness thing and seeing, you know, it's hard for me because my wife's working evenings now. So like a lot of times I don't want to do anything, right? I want to put the kids to bed and then I want to come in here
and come again.
And, yeah, she gets off work around 10, and that usually means, okay, I got a couple hours after the kids are in bed that I get to come in here and do nothing, right? Well,
exactly.
Like, I don't know. It's hard to try and figure out what that looks like and try to, I'm like deep into this killer. yeah, but it's hard to like try and be like, yeah, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to be better. I'm going to, what can I do? And, you know, trying to find ways around that when you don't feel like it. That's the challenge. But like you're going on for runs when you're kids at lessons and when you're, you know,
exactly.
You're finding all these different ways to do it. And I think that's pretty amazing. I like it.
So, yeah, it's good.
I believe we may have mentioned before I spoke with James again, and I think we won't be able to talk too much Blizzard stuff because I think they've kind of cracked down a little bit on employees being able to to do podcasting, but I do think that we will be able to have him on
some running and stuff. Fitted. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and as as Daryl and I are looking into what it looks like to do an actual legit training, more than just the casual, all right, I've done couch to 5K, more like made a lifestyle out of it. So I think we're going to try and follow up and have another one of those episodes here soon. They are dodging my combo so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have that coming up here at some point soon, hopefully. And if you guys have anything you want to hear on the regular formatted show, if you're wanting to hear a specific class guide or, now that BFA is in full effect, I do believe that our plan is to get back into the class guides again. We did.
I've been talking to someone about possibly an enhancement shaman one, but they're in Europe, so that just adds a complication. Yeah. So we'll see if we can get that. And then I haven't reached out yet, but I'm looking at possibly, Feral Druid as well. So that's what I'm looking at right now to get started with for the next two class guides. So we'll see if we can get those lined up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in that, let us know. What is it next week? The 3rd?
Yeah, the 3rd.
We will be showing up on the Torn and the Goblin, and we will be doing what are they calling it, a Brewfest episode?
Yeah, I believe so. I like beer.
So it's yeah, perfect. We will be with Katie and Nick over there doing the Brewfest episode, which if I understand correctly is not unlike our Drunkstone episodes.
Yeah.
Where we have a few beverages. Make fools of ourselves, have a couple drinks, and talk some shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that ought to be.
And I believe it will be live. I believe they do live. Nick's actually in the chat right now. It's live right over at twitch.tv/smashthosebuttons. Am I correct in that? Yeah, live. There we go. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So you'll be able to check that out. And I had the website correct, too. Man, I am on the ball.
I know, man. So yeah, that'll be fun. We'll probably host it promotional stuff on our site too. But yeah, that'll be super fun. So I'm not even sure 100% what we're gonna be talking about, but if there's drinks and whatnot involved, it ought to be a good time. So
Genji got me again.
Genji, man, dude's a turd burglar.
Wrecking my face.
What? Urel.
All right, and well, what else we got? Warcraft, I guess. There's not much to talk about Heroes because we haven't played. We're playing it now, so we're kind of throwing that in there. But we hit 6-8 in the raid
last
week.
Yeah,
you did. But we hit 6-8.
Yep.
All good. So that was exciting. Two new bosses for us, and then hopefully we can get through those first six. Well, that's the way we've been doing it. I think it was at our first raid we hit 2, and then we had 4, and then we got 6. So
shoot, man. I'm kind of jealous, though, because... I did go in and see the Azul and whatnot on LFR.
Oh, LFR, did you?
Was
that as amazing as I expect it was?
I one-shot it on my Demon Hunter. I went in there and we had a pretty solid group. There was no determination or anything. We went through and I one-shot it. I went in and healed it on my Monk, and I went in and there was 3 stacks of determination and we wiped a couple more times. Oh, and no. That was just like...
Ouch.
That was like unreal, man. People are like, everyone's yelling at each other about this, the ad priorities.
And, yeah, that was important. Know. I remember that much.
Yeah, so. But
yeah, no, it's good. I'm excited to get back in there this week and take down. Hopefully, we can get to number 7, and it'd be great if we get 8, but I think it might take us a little longer for that. But definitely 7 we should be able to get, I think.
Yeah, and shout out to everyone who's kind of stepped up. I think you recruited a new healer.
Yep, I did.
Yep, so.
So, yeah, and that went well. Lauren joined us, and she wants to keep coming back, so I guess we weren't too terrible.
If she's in for that kind of punishment, then
yep.
And we will serve it up. Genji, I'm pissed at you, boy.
So there.
I feel like they're... What in the world? Oh, I'm in a junk rat trap. Junk rap. Junk rat trap. Say that five times fast. Yeah. So, let's see. Well, I know we wanted to give something a little appropriate for the audio feed here. Let's see. We talked about BlizzCon. Talked a little bit about our fitness stuff. Playing some heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you let's do some BlizzCon predictions.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I just caught myself on my own zombie wall. Ah.
Caught yourself in your own zombie wall. I'm getting junk ratted all over the place.
Pro and it's status. Annoying. Yikes. All right. Meet it. Okay, I'm going to hearth. I might miss it. If you guys take it down, I might miss it, but I'm dead.
Stupid Genji, no.
Oh, yeah, you're almost done, too. run away.
BlizzCon predictions. I don't, have they confirmed the Diablo Netflix series yet?
Nothing's been confirmed that I'm aware of. It's just been a rumor, so we'll see.
I feel like that's a thing. I feel like Diablo's on the books for a bunch of stuff because we saw a possible Netflix series, some comic stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if this means like Diablo 4 or
would they do another expansion? Hey, I don't know. Like I haven't played.
I don't believe 3 would get another.
No.
Would get another treatment, you know, or another expansion for 3, but. But I do feel like, I don't know if Diablo 4 would be a thing.
Yeah, it could be. What were other things people were saying possibly?
Well, I don't know. We've been waiting for what feels like 2-3 years now for like a mobile.
Yeah. Well, three is going to the Switch though. They have announced that already. It might even be there already. I don't even know.
I mean, 3's like that. That's like Mr. Pandaria old now, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not the guy who's like hyped about like more Diablo, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Suck it, Genji.
Oh, the day of BlizzCon. I don't know. There you go.
Yeah. 3 launches. Wow.
So that's Diablo. What are we gonna get? There's all the IPs, I'm sure I'll have something announced. Hearthstone, it'll be the next expansion. That's obvious, right?
I don't see anything new for Hearthstone coming up. You and me, huh?
Yep. All right. Well, let's see how well I did towards my quest here.
Yeah, that's what I need to figure out. Sign of the Spider Warden. Okay. Does that mean I got the?
Oh, hey! I completed it. 60,000 damage.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Capture Achieve 4 watchtowers. All right. That's my next
6 multi kills. Okay. I don't know if I want to keep playing Kerrigan though. That wasn't like rocking my world here.
I need Overwatch or play 8 games, but man, I really love Diablo. I'm going to keep sticking.
Yeah. We got StarCraft and support. Let's see. Or Overwatch and the support. But I'm already okay. StarCraft. Oh, I could play like Stukov. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, let's go over this one.
All right. I'm putting everything onto the BlizzCon stuff.
I didn't do the spray. Yeah. Where's the spray?
Spray. And then mounts was... It was under Beasts.
Oh, yeah. Nexus, right? Yeah, there it is. There we go. So what are they going to announce for Warcraft? Probably 8.2.
Yeah.
But what's it going to be? Are we finally going to go?
We have got to be moving into Old God territory at some point, right? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, I think Old God territory is where, or maybe an Old God raid. What do you think? More allied races? There has to be something, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because we're going to get in 8.1, that's when we get the Zandalar and Kul'tirans, right? I believe.
I think so. Yeah,
or have they said? So. I don't even know. But who else is there to give us for an allied race? I don't think they have anything lined up at the moment. We don't get it in 8.1. Well, then. Maybe that's in 8.2 after.
Really? Man. I want to say that there's been a ton of negativity around Battle for Azeroth. And I will absolutely say that I am not on board with the way that some of the stuff is playing out. I don't like Azerite armor at all.
No.
I don't know. There's a few things that I feel like could use a little help, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go bot. But no system is like perfect. So I don't understand why like people are like freaking out, like this is unplayable, blah blah blah. Well, like they're being super negative about it, you know. Like you see a lot of posts on Reddit where people are just like,
that always happens though.
It does, but it feels like, you know, yeah. I don't know.
Hey, is this a new map?
It's gotta be a brand new, never before seen.
Totally.
Wait a minute. Did I
they dodged my frogs completely? Are you kidding me? Ah, smart AI is dodging the frogs.
Whoa, new graphics there. Wait, what about his thing that makes the butthole thing get like larger and all that?
Oh, did they change that? Or was that on tier one? I don't even remember.
I thought it was, but
we got Genji again. That's no fair.
Genji can eat it.
Yes.
Genji and Malfurion over here. Genji and Malfurion. That's like a super annoying combo.
Yep, it is.
Grab that.
Sorry.
It's fine. Well, I always look at it like this. If we're in a lane that's having issues, the other people are probably pushing a lot harder.
Yeah, you would think so. You would hope so. Well, anyway, so let's go back to our predictions here. Heroes. We're going to get... Who's going to be the new hero? What are we going to get? Who are we going to get?
You know, I've been saying Deathwing forever, but I don't feel like that's very centric of what we have actually going on right now, right?
Yeah. Like, there could be if they're doing something with Diablo, they could have a Diablo hero. But I don't know Diablo well enough to even hazard a guess at who that could be, right?
Well, I mean, Mephisto came out of nowhere, and I don't know if that's just because of the...
Yeah. What about, like, Talanji or something? That'd be cool.
Well, I mean, we have people summoning dinosaurs, wanting, like, Anduin and stuff, right?
Nobody wants Anduin.
People have been... Well, we know that, but you know, I think there's a section of people somewhere you know, pretending that they do.
Yep.
Damn it, Chin. Ah, not quite enough, close enough to get in there.
No. But yeah, like Talanji or something would be cool, summoning dinosaurs. Even like Bonsomdi, I think, would be kind of cool. I don't know what you can have with him, but
man,
I love Bonsomdi. I love it. It's so awesome.
Dude, Bonsomdi's
because all the voice clips, like, man, they could do so much with him. The trash talk and,
he's
so good.
I'm a fan, dude.
Yeah.
He's freaking hilarious. Yeah, he's a good Loa.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Good. Maybe he's not, but I mean, like, he's a good character.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, so maybe something like that.
Oh, hey, there we go. What was normally my level 1 talent is now something I just picked up at level 7. Oh,
there you go. So
shows you I haven't touched this guy in a while. Oh, but it can't go infinite anymore. Oh, okay. I'll shoot.
One job.
Bonsomdi would be awesome. I don't know. Like, we already have... We have Sylvanas. We have... I'm trying to think of other, like, key players. We already have Greyjoy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's true. Yeah, something like that. Something that I did the Diablo expansion, possibly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else we could...
Who else is a dude right now? Uh-oh.
Oh, careful. Yeah. I'm in trouble. I knew it.
I know. I tried to get my...
Yeah, there's nothing I could do there. Oh, well.
Heal was down there.
No biggie. Who do you think they're going to have for the musical guests? We haven't heard anything yet.
I wanted it to be Lights, but she's on tour doing something else right at that time.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Honestly, man, I don't know. Like, I would always say, I don't know, Weezer would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone's just hot on Weezer right now because of the...
Yeah, I think so.
That's of part Africa of it. Cover, yeah. You know. There, I'm going to take the shot.
Yeah, that's on the radio, like, all the time now.
Yeah, suck it, Chan.
Yeah, Weezer, I don't know.
Be all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love, like, the Foo Fighters or something, but we know that...
Yeah, they've already had them. Would they get them back again?
Yeah,
like, actually, you know what? Foo Fighters and stuff, he just rescheduled a bunch of his shows. Like, I know Edmonton and Calgary were in that. And he's doing them at the end of October, so I don't think he's available for that just because he's
Oh,
the Foo Fighters, yeah, they rescheduled their shows. His voice was going or something, so they didn't cancel him outright, but they rescheduled, because I know the one here in Edmonton was supposed to be a couple weeks ago, and now it's like near the end of October, I believe, the reschedule.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I think that would take them out of contention. Yeah, I don't know who it was. Who it could be.
Up but... here in mid real quick.
Oh, one more. I got
Did
it,
they
but
get
I
you?
Died. Yeah. Shoot, I got my quest done, but I died.
All right, let's see.
Well, do you have anything else to add here? Like, we can keep playing Heroes, but maybe we can shut down the recording.
Yeah, I think we're good, man. I think we're good. All right, so we got next week, October the 3rd. That'll be on the Torn and Goblin.
Yep.
We'll post that information on our channels and whatnot as well. Use the hashtag BlizzConFitness if you are stepping up your game, and to definitely come and let one of us know. I'd be happy to snap a selfie or high five or whatever works for you. And keep an eye out on the Discord, because we're still posting a bunch of shows coming up. You know, I'm sure we'll probably see if we can get a hold of Perculia and maybe do another.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Wowhead.
Yeah, that'd be a good one too.
Come talk about the Wowhead BlizzCon party. So yeah, sounds good. I think that'll pretty much about do it, huh?
Yeah. All right. So
it's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.